Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you for the second hour of the Focus Show with Paul W. Smith today. I'm very pleased to be joined by Marty Dobek. Marty is the executive director at the Detroit Sports Commission. Marty, it's good to have you on.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to be on with you this afternoon.
So about a year ago, we met, Marty. It was in this forum. I was co-hosting, I believe, with Steve Courtney, and you were coming on board to give some highlights of the things that are happening with the Detroit Sports Commission. So it's been a fast year. I've quickly gained a lot of respect for you, what you're accomplishing, and the contributions you're making to our sports community.
Yeah, time is flying right now, and the momentum continues to build, and it's just the nod to the collective effort of all the stakeholders, with the Detroit Sports Commission, our board of advisors, which you sit on, and the corporate, the civic, philanthropic community. Everybody is really clicking right now, and you need that teamwork, and that teamwork was on display yesterday with the University of Michigan Wolverines winning the national championship. And we're so honored to be have the ball passed to us now here in Detroit to host the 2027 NCAA Men's Final Four, April 2nd through the 5th, which is just going to be a great experience and a great opportunity for Detroit. And it's just not hosting an event; we're hosting the sports world. And the Final Four is a global event, and the goal is going to make it feel uniquely Detroit from the second people arrive. And we've proven we can do it at the highest level, like we did with the NFL draft, and now we get to raise the bar again.
Talk about the collaboration that happens. So we're obviously now officially on the clock, but you've learned a lot. You've spent time with the host city that just held the Final Four, Indianapolis. Talk about how that all works together, what you learned from them, and how that positions us for a greater level of success.
Yeah, we participated in a mandatory operational trip for the local organizing committee, and we were down in Indy, starting last Wednesday. And Indy, they were incredible hosts. We took away many key learnings on public safety, the event itself, venue operations, the visitor hospitality, and much more. And we had roundtable meetings with the NCAA just yesterday and the Indy Sports Corp leaders, and really the goal was to make Detroit ready for the 2027 NCAA Men's Final Four and the fan experiences that come along with it, and really just make it unique to Detroit. And, really for us here locally, it's going to take everybody, with the Sports Commission, with Visit Detroit, Ford Field and Detroit Lions, the City of Detroit, State of Michigan, Michigan State University, who's our host institution. Just so many individuals and so many stakeholders that are going to be involved to come together to host a global sporting event like the Final Four.
And a lot of people, Marty, get focused on there's 2 days of games, April 3rd next year and the championship game on April the 5th. But there's so much more to the Final Four experience than just the two games. So talk about some of that engagement and how people can participate. Some will be at the game, some won't. But talk about the broad nature of how this will all come together.
Yeah, first and foremost, go to final4detroit.com. That's going to have all the information from now until the ball is tipped here in Detroit. And for a lot of people, the Final Four, it's about everything around the games, not just the games themselves. There's a fan fest, there's music incorporated, there's youth events, there's many community activations. It's really a full week of activities, and we want families, kids, people who may never go to a Final Four game to still feel like they're a part of it. And, from the state and the city, it's their event, and we want them to feel like it is their event taking place in their city and their state. And there will be things happening morning to night, and it won't just be a couple hours of basketball and the games that you'll see on TV. There's going to be many citywide activations. And, if you look at Detroit too, it's our footprint is so compact, very similar to Indy. And, it's going to create a great flow across the city and something we're really excited about because downtown Detroit is built for that kind of experience. And, you know, we're not just starting from scratch. We're taking best practices from the past host cities, including Indy, and building on them in a way that fits for Detroit.
Marty, you touched on something that I want you to, share a little bit more about. And Detroit's the host city. The events will be at Ford Field, but you mentioned the state of Michigan, and there's things that are going to be happening outside of just core Detroit. Some of that is known, and some will be forthcoming. But just give a little more insight about how important this is, not just to Detroit, but how we're engaging throughout Michigan in its entirety.
Yeah, there's going to be more information to come later this week, but all of it is exciting fan events that will take place around the state of Michigan. Our goal is to develop a mobile experience that is spread across the state of Michigan and reaches all the way up to the Upper Peninsula to the southwest corner of our state, where folks can come out and learn about the Final Four that is coming to Detroit and experience some cool activations that are associated with it. There's going to be some information coming out soon on how people can mark their calendars for that type of experience. But the intentionality is for us is paramount of ensuring that when we're hosting an event in Detroit or our region that the state of Michigan feels a part of it as well. And everybody from, like I mentioned, up in the Upper Peninsula to the southwest corner, northwest corners of the state understand that, it's just equally as part of, their event as it is for those that live in southeast Michigan.
Well, we had Anthony Bellino on earlier, co-host of Sports Wrap, and we talked about the Wolverines championship, and I think it comes at a terrific time as a launch point for the 27 Final Four. The coach even made some mention during his remarks at the end of the game of Detroit, here we come. So I think all eyes are going to be on Detroit. We've proven that we can handle these big scale events and do it in a terrific way. The NFL draft was a perfect example of that. So we're looking forward to the success. Marty, thanks for your leadership on the Detroit Sports Commission. Very pleased today to have Executive Director Marty Doback talking about the 2027 Final Four in Detroit next year. Marty, thank you for joining.
Thank you, Ryan. Really appreciate it. Truly, you're the best. And thanks for all your support.
Take care. Bye-bye.